Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Welcome to Kane's coverage of high school basketball tonight. A second round class 5A ball game between the Yellow Jackets of Nish and North Shore Panthers. North Shore comes in 20-11, 6-6 in district 6-5A. Yellow Jackets, after their win, improved to 22-8, 3-0 in district play in district 3-5A. And once again, North Shore coming out of a victory, opening round victory against Benton. That was on Friday night. They beat them 75-66, Nish, 66-58 winner over Parkway. So again, setting up a second round game. The winner of this game gets the winner of the East St. John Zachary game. That game expected to tip off at about the same time as this one at 6:30. Zachary, the prohibitive favorite in that game. New Iberia Senior High, though, looking to advance the quarterfinals for yet another time under Coach Todd Russ. The head coach, Todd Tariffa, of the North Shore Panthers, bringing in a very young but very impressive lineup, and we'll get you those starting lineups coming up in just a little bit. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Thank our sponsors, who are Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Group, your locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Stay with us, a two-minute timeout, and we'll hear from Coach Todd Russ from a previous interview this morning that was played during Bayou Sports. Stay with us back after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory, choose the vehicle you're interested in, and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
Okay, honey, stay calm. The hospital is only 10 minutes away. Just hold on.
I can't wait any longer. Pull over at the corner store.
We can make it to the hospital. Just remember your breathing. Just keep breathing. You can do it.
Pull over. Right there.
We're a minute out. Hold on.
What did I say?
Okay, let's do this.
Be right back.
Huh? Hi, can I help you?
As you can see, I'm in a bit of a rush. Can I please have the new corner payout game from the lottery? I heard you can win up to $8,000.
Yes, ma'am. Good luck with all of that, everything.
Just can't wait? Pull into any lottery retailer and pick up Corner Payout, the new $1 scratch-off from the lottery. Win up to $8,000.
Honey, what was that all about?
Nobody keeps baby away from the corner. Payout.
It's funny.
Play Corner Payout from the lottery. Win up to $8,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And again, we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Boggs at the stadium at New Iberia Senior High. And Blanc Bayrard, our studio engineer. Earlier this morning on Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes, Coach Todd Russ of the New Iberia Senior High Yellow Jackets had an opportunity to talk about tonight's game, as well as taking a look back at the Parkway game and other issues in and around high school sports. We encourage you, if you missed that conversation, to check it out at Bayou on the Kane1240.com website, and on the on-air link or drop-down, look for Bayou Sports, the entire show available. But we took a portion of that conversation and, again, edited for a little bit of time and context, based more so on Friday night's game against Parkway and then a look ahead to tonight. So let's go ahead and, again, hear that excerpt from this morning's Bayou Sports with Coach Brian Indes Coach Todd Russ talking about Parkway.
You know, Parkway was really good, Coach. They had a lot of that week, and that week made it so long. And the more I watched them, the more I stressed about them. And then finally we had the first 2 days of practice was really good. Kids were locked in. By Wednesday, I started feeling more confident about Parkway just because of the approach that the kids had taken in practice. And they did their homework. They watched film. They knew who the guys were. And so, you know, we were able to get by them. We were fortunate. And now we have North Shore, a totally different team in the sense that they have good guard play, but North Shore has better pieces around their guards than I feel that Parkway had. So, albeit that North Shore's top two guys are not at the caliber I feel as Parkway's top two guys, the others are better than the others from Parkway. So we got to key in more on all five as opposed to putting most of our attention on the top two.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, I tell you, you guys moving on. So this is going to be 6 versus 11. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. 6 versus 11.
All right. And I know you've got Zachary, and I know you're not looking past that when you've got Zachary at a 3 seed lurking on the other side, which I know is an extremely talented team. So it's mm-hmm. not, you know, it's just not going to get any easier. It's 5A ball, baby.
Man, it's big boy basketball. I saw some of the scores last night with, some of the, and I played 1A ball. I saw some of the 1A scores last night, and I'm looking like, man, wow. You know, team got beat by 60 points. That's not happening, especially in the second round of 5A. Right now, everybody, you know, I get the question, how good are they? How good are they? Close to me, they're the best team in 5A.
Yep.
You know, North Shore is the best team in 5A.
Just yep, because that's
right
who's
now,
next.
That's the only,
what game's the most important? The next one.
that's
the most important
that's
game
it.
Of the year. You know, Coach, it's funny because when I took over at Karen Crow, and you know, that first year, of course, we were very fortunate to get to the Superdome my second year and lost to a great West Monroe team. But I remember that first game, I think it was East St. John that we were playing, and I told one of the assistant coaches, Rip Evelyn, who had been there for 25 years, I said, man, look at this running back. He looked at me and said, Coach, in 5A, everybody got one like that. He said, everybody, you know, because – coming from a Triple A background, that's where I had been. A little 4A at Abbeville. We were between 4 and 3, and of course, you know, saw a lot of great players. But yeah, he just looked at me kind of condescendingly and said, "Coach, hey, you gonna see one of those every week, cuz."
Yeah, man, it's definitely a different monster, bro. But I'm excited. I think you know we've a quick turnaround gave us 2 days to prepare, Coach, and. Again, had a really two really good days of practice. Kids are focused, man. They you know, I don't know when the ride's going to end. I hope we get to ride it a little bit longer. But I can say that, you know, they're focused. I feel like we've prepared them. And you know, you got to go out and have a little luck as well. So I hope our effort is going to pull us through and expected another good one.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back again. Todd Russ earlier today with Coach Brent Indes on Bayou Sports, airs every weekday morning beginning at 7:15. Little exception on Fridays, the Hunting and Fishing Show or the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show. Yeah, kind of depending what season it is. But again, that will be at 7:15 this Friday and every Friday, and then Bayou Sports after that at about 7:45. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with tonight's starting lineups after this word from our sponsors on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in the Barry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back again. Courtside, Jeff Boggs, and at the studio, Long Bayard. Appreciate, again, him working at the studio this evening. And once again, tonight's game, Nish taking on Northside. Our coverage, again, brought to you in part by Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Group, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Big weekend at the QT, beginning Thursday night with our buddies Gene and Bubba. Taking a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting North Shore Panthers. Again, they come in 20-11, 6-6 in their District 6-5A. Head coach Todd Tarifa. Here are the starting five, or expected starting five. Glenn Valentine, he is a 6'1", 160-pound senior, averaging 8 points per game, 2.8 rebounds per game at guard. Also at guard, Margene Chambers, 6'4", 190-pound senior, 9.7 points per game on the season. Rebounds, half a rebound per game. Ryan Smith at guard, 6-foot senior, 4.5 points per game, 2.2 rebounds per game. And then starting at forward, James Bridges, a 6'2 sophomore, 195-pounder, 8.9 points per game, 5.9 rebounds per game. And then Cohen Robatham, a 150-pound freshman, but averaging 17.5 points per game, nearly 4 rebounds per game. I'm told a very special player, and a player that's getting a lot of looks as a freshman at the next level. He obviously is going to be the guy to try and slow down tonight by this Nish defense. Let's take a look at the Yellow Jackets. They come in again at 22-8, 3-0 in District 3-5A, coached by Todd Russ. And they're starting five tonight at point guard. Alan Walker is 6-foot, 165-pound senior. He had 5 points the other night, all from the free throw line. At forward, Jatarius Fugele, 6'1", 160-pound senior. He had 24 points on Friday night against Parkway. Also getting a start tonight, Brennan Chapman. 20-point night, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, but 5 three-pointers. Brennan Chapman, a senior guard. And then getting the start at forward, Wayne Randall, 6'4", 175-pound freshman. Had a couple of points the other night, 0 and 1 from the free throw line. And finally at center, Quinton Cook, 6'4", 242-pound junior, had a couple of points on Friday night against Parkway. So, again, there are your starting lineups. I want to give you a heads up, since we spoke last, at least as far as Friday night's basketball game, we now know Catholic High is playing Friday night against Newman. That game at 6 o'clock, 5:50, the expected pregame on Friday night. And in between Thursday afternoon, got high school basketball. Congratulations to the Lady Bears of Highland Baptist advancing to take on Ouachita Christian for the Division IV state champion.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And sorry about that. Every once in a while, the manner in which we broadcast sometimes gets interrupted, and that was one of those times. Appreciate Blanc Bayard being on the job there. And we are ready for the opening tip. What I was talking about, I'll finish in just a moment. North Shore in gray uniforms, white numerals, national white gold numerals, and the tip controlled by the Panthers of North Shore. Shooting to our right in front of the Nish bench to start this opening period, and will do so the entire first half. Working it around the perimeter, Ryan Smith dumps it left side along the baseline, shot up, no good. That was by Valentine, who missed that shot. Nish with the rebound. Walker brings it back for the Yellow Jacks, tickets to the baseline, up from the post, Cook to put back, no good. Rebound by Randall. He was on the floor, handed it to a teammate. He eventually got it to Fusilé, and now Cook is fouled. He will head to the free throw line. And the foul on Ryan Smith, his first, the team's first. And Cook will shoot two. Just underway, 37 seconds into the ball game, scoreless, but Cook trying to change that. Free throws up and good. And already checking in for the Yellow Jackets is Tylan Bray, giving Randall an early break. And the second shot is up. Rattles good. And Nish is up 2-0. Something that almost let them down in their last game, free throws. Now quick baseline jumper by the big kid, Robatham. No good, out of bounds, but North Shore will keep the ball. No, in fact, a push looks like against the Yellow Jackets. They're going to pick up their first foul of the ball game. Didn't catch the number, and we'll try and do that. Robatham brings it in, and on top, looking to try and get it back to him as he works to the top. Goes to the far corner. That was Chambers. Chambers back to Robatham. Robatham behind the back, now pulls up, passes inside, gets it back under the baseline. No good. The putback is good, though, by James Bridges. His first bucket of the ball game. We're tied at 2. Minute 15 gone. Underneath, Cook goes back up off the glass. Nice feed to him. He's got all Nish's 4 points so far in the ball game. And just underway, North Shore brings it across the timeline. Walker on top of Valentine. And right side, Bridges goes outside. Up inside, and Robatham puts it up for his first bucket of the ball game. Since he got inside, it was pretty much easy after that. 6:11 to go here in the opening period, tied at 4. Walker looks for a man inside, but a foul away from the ball. Push on Chapman, his first, the team's second. So 6:05 to go, tied at 4. North Shore with an opportunity, going the distance left to right, into Robatham. And average 17.5 points a game. Ooh, I thought I saw a double dribble there. Gets a pass off to Smith. Smith back outside to Chambers. Chambers goes inside, stripped of the ball. I think he thought he was fouled at one point. Ryan Smith drives the lane, puts it up, and good. Ryan Smith's first bucket of the ball game, and they take their first lead, 6-4. Walker brings that up. Well defended, but did manage to get around the press, and a pass tipped away. North Shore gives it back to New Iberia. They'll have it under their own basket. 5:32 to go in the opening period. Randall checks back out of the ball game, and Jordan Skinner in. Did a nice game off the bench, 10 points. And now an inbound pass stolen. Smith will take it all the way. No good off the glass. The putback, though, is good by Valentine. Frisco's bucking the ball game, and they lead 8-4. North Shore with the lead. Walker brings it up near corner, underneath the Cook, off the glass and good. Cook now with all six of Nish's points. Robatham bringing it up. And Cohen Robatham, freshman, missed it at 150 pounds. Off the glass, he drove the baseline, no good. They have drawn a charge. I'm waiting to see an official here make an indication. Yeah, that's what it was. Team's second foul, his first. And with 4:56 to go, Nish will have it going the distance right to left. Bring it in to Skinner. Skinner leaves it for Delahousie into the ball game. Austin Delahousie. And underneath, foul coming up against North Shore as Fugelet was going to shoot. Foul against Smith. That's his second. Team's third, and again a shooting foul. And it'll be Jeterius Fugelet to the line to shoot two. At 24 points the other night, scoreless so far today. 4:42 left to go here in the opening period. And taking a break is Smith with those two fouls. Checking into the game is Simon Frank. First shot is up, and it is good. And I'm a little confused, unless I must have missed his first one. My apologies. Must have missed the first one, made the second, and it's 8-7. Taking it into the lane, now bringing it back outside, and again a charge. Even as he was passing the ball, James Bridges threw a charge into a Nish defender. That's their fourth team foul now to Nish's two. 4:30 left to go. Delahousie. Austin brings it across the timeline. Oh, loses the dribble. Unforced error. Back the other way. Robatham leaves it up to the new kid in the block, and Nish had a little trouble. There's out of bounds to Nish. Again, Robatham found Simon Frank underneath, but he could not bring the ball successfully to the rim. A little confusion on the floor before it was finally knocked out of bounds by North Shore, just according to the officials. Good Nish crowd here tonight. On top, Fugelet, pass underneath, tried to get it to Cook, intercepted. And it's back the other way to the other 35 in the game. James Bridges stealing it, intended for Nish's 35, Quinton Cook. So now on top, Valentine, and he feeds it left side to Chambers, and Chambers with his first bucket of the ball game. Five players, each with 2 points. Now along the baseline, rejected was Chapman. Back the other way, nice behind the back pass. Chatham gave it to Smith, got it back. And Bridges, he gave it to Bridges, and then Robatham put it back in. Not an intentional give and go, but it had that effect. Now for three, Skinner short, rebound North Shore. Chambers averaged just a half a rebound a game, but he come away with that one. Shot up, a three-pointer, no good by Chambers. And it's back the other way. Between the circles, now driving the left side. I think we're going to get a travel. Otherwise, Fuselet, actually a foul, they're calling it charge. I thought maybe just traveled, but a foul on Fuselet will be the team's third, his first. 3:01 to go in this ball game, in the first quarter, excuse me. St. Thomas More leads Loyola College Prep 28-11 at the half. Not a big surprise in a Division II game. Shot up by North Shore, no good. Rebound by Nish. Randall back in the ball game for the Yellow Jackets. Walker with a pick by Randall. And now a three up from the near corner. Fuselier no good. Rebound again. Chambers to North Shore. 2:30 left to go in the opening period. 12-7. North Shore leading. Getting set to check back. Not check back in, but Mario Silas getting set to check in for North Shore. Pass into the near corner. Three-pointer is up and good by Valentine. And it's 15-7 now with 2:10 to go in the opening period. North Shore dominating right now. Pass outside. Three-pointer up by Chetman. No good. Rebound Cook. Back up. No good. Rebound again. This time by Randall. No good. And finally out of bounds. And just maybe getting the ball back. Skinner checking back in. Randall coming out. I'm going to say Cook is coming out too. Checking in as well for North Shore is Rob Vince. Let's see who stepped out of the game. New player in the game is Dawson Knox. He's a big kid. Listed at 6'6", a freshman as well. Skipping across near side, Skinner for three. No good. Rebound underneath. Yellow Jackets, Gray, but North Shore comes away with a rebound. Earl Batham will bring it on top, right side. Goes up, little fadeaway off the glass, no good. Rebound by Knox, the new kid in the game. And the three-pointer from Frank, no good. Rebound back by Nish. Got an injured North Shore player. And a shot on a layup is good by Fuselier, his first bucket of the ball game. I think Knox got knocked in the eye, and he is hurting. 1:16 to go, 15-9, the score. Not sure if it's the eye or the mouth, but again, 1:16 to go. Austin Knox, 6'6", freshman, averaging 4 points a game on the season. And North Shore has the ball going the distance left to right. Went to the bucket by Nish, trailing now 15-9. 1:05 left to go. Robatham, a long three. That would have been an NBA three, maybe beyond. His first tray of the night, he's got seven in this first period. Averaging again 17.5 per game. 52 seconds go. Whistle away from the ball. Yellow Jacket foul on Fuselier. A charge. Apparently some sort of defensive charge. A technical foul. 52.6 seconds still. A technical foul, though, at apparently North Shore with a technical foul. And a couple of free throws. First one missed by Chapman. So after the initial foul by Fuselier, a technical, and the second free throw is no good either. So Nish misses on both free throws. I'm not sure. Nish will get the ball back. Skinner. Now there seems to be some confusion amongst the officials. Now, if there was some discussion if he made that first one. He missed them both. He missed them both. 18-9 to score, 52.6 seconds to go. I don't know if anybody was paying attention when he hit that first, when he missed the first of the two free throws. I was, though, for the record. Working it around the perimeter, Yellow Jackets. Walker now on top. Chapman for three is good. His first bucket of the ball game of three. He had five the other night. 30 seconds to go, 18-12, Nish trailing. On top, Bridges. looking to the right now, kicks back left, and it'll be Frank to reset the offense, slow things down, playing for a final shot. At least that's what the coach called out. Left side, driving the baseline. Bridges kicks it back outside. Now into the paint, little hook shot is up. No good. Rebound to Nish. The shot by Silas. Back the other way, Yellow Jackets. 3 seconds to go. And I'm going to get a charge, I think, against the Yellow Jackets. Nope. It's going to be against the Panthers. Silas is first, the team sixth. A lot of fouls in this first period. And it'll be Skinner quickly bringing in. 1.5 shot is up, and no good on the long three-pointer. We'll take a 60-second timeout. 18-12, our score, back in 60 seconds here on Kane 107.5.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays from 7 to 8 a.m. for Bayou Sports with Coach Indest. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Sponsored by Schwing Insurance, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Kane Road Golf and Turf Club,
L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports,
Height, Minville, Grubbs, and Delbor,
Additive Solutions, LLC,
Quarter Tavern,
Action Specialties,
Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment,
Arsenal Ford,
and Blazing Specialties.
Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7 for Bayou Sports.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back to New Iberia Senior High, North Shore leading the Yellow Jackets 18-12 as we begin the second period. By the way, I wanted to send out a special hello to Coach Ham, Melvin Hamilton, listening to the game tonight. I know he wanted to be here, but happy that Coach Ham could follow the game on the radio tonight, Coach Melvin Hamilton. Happy to have you with us, and all of you listening who couldn't make it here to the gym tonight for whatever reason, happy to have you with us here at AM 1240, 107.5 FM, or online at Kane1240.com. Nish beginning with the basketball to begin the second period. Three-pointer up. Again, no good, but underneath, the putback is good by Tylen Bray, his first bucket of the ball game. It's 7:30 to go in this first half. North Shore bringing it up quickly, looking it around the perimeter. New player in the game is Vince. Well, he did check in before. Takes it into the paint, now brings it back outside. Bridges drives, no good on that. Putback again, no good. That was by Silas, now a scrum on the floor. And we're going to give it a jump ball. Possession arrow should be to North Shore with Nish bringing the ball in to begin this second period. 7:10 to go, 18-14, Nish trailing. Leading scores in the game, 7 for Robatham, Cohen Robatham, and 6 for Quentin Cook, including 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And a steal, almost a steal. Bridges comes away with a loose ball. And working it around the perimeter, far corner for three, a little short. The rebound by Randall for Nish. And Walker brings it up for the Yellow Jackets, kicks it into the corner. Skinner for three, and no good on that shot. Randall fighting for the rebound, but does not come away with it. It is Chambers for North Shore. Between the circles, that is Frank. And again, takes it into the corner. Knox. Not a real big kid, but, or Vince, I should say, listed at 5'6". Frank into the corner. Now Bridges drives, steps up along the baseline. No good on the shot. Little jump shot. And now Nish back the other way. Skinner off the glass. No good. And then, Bray. Now Frank will bring it up for North Shore. Guarded by Skinner. And he tries to take it right side. Instead leaves it outside for Vince. Rob at center circle. trying to make it. Does find his way to the lane. Puts up a little scoop shot. No good. Rebound finally controlled by Nish. Nice boxing out by Walker. They'll bring it across for the Yellow Jackets. Down by four. Kicks it out right side. Chatham had a little trouble with that pass. Now brings it back between the circles. And Todd Russ looking for a timeout. He will see if it's a 30 or a 60-second timeout. It's a 30, so we'll stay here. North Shore with their full complement of timeouts. Nish now with 130 and three full timeouts remaining. 18-14, 5:31 to go. Nish will have the ball when we come out of the timeout here in this second period. Once again, I know I was interrupted at one point. I was talking about upcoming games. Thursday, the Highland Baptist girls are taking on Ouachita Christian. 2:30 Thursday, we'll have that for you here on Kane. And again, that's the Division IV Women's State Championship game. Then Friday night, Catholic High will be taking on Newman in a quarterfinal for Division IV or III in the private schools or the select schools. And again, that game at Newman Friday night, 6 o'clock, the tip, 5:50 our pregame. Nish with the basketball, brings it into the backcourt. Austin Delahousie reminds me of a young DJ Armstrong in look and perhaps in play as well. And a shot up Chapman for three, his second of the ball game. He's got 6 points. It's a one-point game. It had been as many as nine. Frank with the ball between the circles, far side, takes it up on top. And now passing between the circles. Chambers looking for somebody to cut. Instead, he takes it outside into the corner. Frank for three is good. Simone Frank, or Simon Frank, with his first bucket of the ball game. 6'3 senior. He's at 195. Looks a little shy of that. But I believe the 6'3. Nish back the other way, now trailing by four. Chapman and Delahousie in the back, not in the back court, but toward the center circle. Now Delahousie brings it up to the wing, underneath the Cook. Cook finds Randall. Randall off the glass, count the bucket, and he's going to have a shot at completing the third-point play. Highland, or I should say Chambers, the foul. His first, the team's seventh. And Randall will go to the line to shoot two, looking for his first points tonight. He was 0-for-1 from the free throw line on Friday night, for what that's worth. Did have a field goal. First is up, and I say the first is up. That's all he's getting. Then he made the bucket, and he got one shot there, and he made it. 4:16 to go here in the period, a one-point ball game. North Shore leading with the ball. Drive in the left side, off the glass, and we're going to get a charge. Officials calling it tight tonight. Valentine, his first, maybe second. Player control foul, no shots, but Nish is in the bonus with 4:09 to go. But again, player control foul. That was the second penalty by Valentine. I think he got called for the technical. And Nish will have it. Austin Delahousie bringing it right to left. Between the circles. Guarded by Frank. Bounces it to Chapman. Chapman near side to Skinner. And over the far side. And I'm trying to see who's in that corner. That was Chapman. Now back between the circles to Delahousie. Delahousie taking it to the right wing. Looks for a little help there. Dribbling toward the center circle. Finally finds my foot. Unfortunately, out of bounds to North Shore. And saw that one rolling right at me. 3:37 to go. And North Shore with a one-point lead in the basketball. 3:30 left to go in this half. Roe Batham with the ball, looking for a three on top. He nails it. 10-point night for him, two three-pointers. with 3:20 to go. I think they averaged about 17 three-point buckets a game this year. And now North Shore not happy about a call. Bridges, it looks like, has been called. A hold, and he almost got a technical. The official gave him about as much rope as he could. And now a one-and-one opportunity. I think that's Walker at the stripe, or is it Skinner? Again, waiting. It is Walker. So again, a one-and-one opportunity. First is up and good. He gets the bonus. His first point of the night. Here's 5 of 10 from the free throw line. Those were all his points on Friday night in the opening round win against Parkway. Second shot is up and good. 3:16 left in this half. Will Batham bringing it up for North Shore. Leaves it for Frank between the circles. And for folks who may be listening, don't know what I mean by between the circles. Between the key or the top of the arc to the center circle, I refer to as being between the circles. Looks like we got a penalty against the Yellow Jackets. Against, must have been Walker. We got that as the 16th foul. North Shore will have the ball, leading by 2, 2:56 to go. Earl Batham to bring it in, does so to Bridges, or Chambers, excuse me. We'll get these names eventually. By midway through the third period, we'll have them down. 2:44 to go. Bounce pass into Robatham, broken up by Delahousie. Nice effort there by Austin. 2:35 to go. Three-pointer up from the corner. No good by Chapman. Rebound by Nish. Bringing it back outside. That's Skinner. Now Walker will reset the offense. Leaves it for Delahousie, and Delahousie will set up the offense. Goes left side on the wing. Now on top back to Walker. Right side to Delahousie. And again, working around Chapman now, brings it back toward the center circle. And now right side. Looks like for the most part, 1-3-1 defense maybe by North Shore. Haven't really been tracking that tonight. But we do have a ball out of bounds, I guess. I'm not sure if they're going to blow a, call a foul or... I'm waiting for a Nish player to come in and inbound the ball. So it must have simply went out of bounds. And we're ready for resumption with 2:03 to go. Working it around. And Walker with it. Looks like he wants to reset the offense. Being guarded by Bridges. They're one of their big men. We've got a few. And a two-point Nish trailing. Chapman thought about a three on top. Now they'll continue to work it around, looking for that better shot. Once again, 1-3-1 defense, and taking it all the way, Walker does so. He's on the ground. He looks like he might be hurt. But back the other, quickly, Frank, and Nish will stop the ball. We've got an injured player with a minute 22 to go. Why don't we take a 60-second timeout here. 60-second timeout. Tied at 24, minute 22 to go. Back after these here on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we welcome you back. Unfortunately, Alan Walker still on the floor, just beyond the goal. Technically out of bounds, but they're not going to play with him on the floor there. But a minute 22 to go. Hopefully, he'll be okay. But again, our score 24-24. It has not been tied in quite some time. Nish has not led since they led 4-2. They led 2-0. North Shore answered to the 4-2 lead. North Shore answered, and then North Shore started to take control of the ball game. But it does look like Alan Walker is up, the 6-foot senior. Hopefully we'll be able to play. He's going to go, looks like, to get some extra treatment. Not sure if they feel he needs to be, and I'd only be speculating because he seems to be fine as far as legs are concerned. He's walking fine, but they may be concerned about a concussion. But again, I am just speculating on that only because I don't see anything else that would seem to hinder him. But again, we wish him the best. Hopefully he'll be okay and he can return to the game. Hopefully we'll be able to. So Nish tied at 24 with the basketball, looking for their first lead in quite some time. Yellow Jackets working it around the perimeter, right wing. Skinner bounces it on top to Cook. Cook seems out of place on top there. And he finds Delahousie, who's probably a little more familiar with running the point. 54 seconds left. Cook again on the high post right side, and he walked. I'm not going to pretend that I've seen the Yellow Jackets enough this year to know what kind of ball handler Mr. Cook is, but he just did not look comfortable in that position. So we're tied at 24, 49.2 seconds to go here in the first half. And it'll be Bridges bringing it into his other big man, Robatham. 35 seconds to go. A little pressure in the backcourt by Delahousie, but he does get it across. Driving the baseline, beautiful effort. Missed on the shot, though. Chambers was fed beautifully. Drove the baseline, did everything right except find the hole. Delahousie now with 27 seconds to go. Looking, and again, it's become a great defensive struggle in the second period. Delahousie again, 15 seconds to go. Right side, tries to penetrate, but stuck around that wing, and now a stolen pass, Robatham. He'll take it all the way, lays it off the glass, and good. Steal and a score for Robatham. 2 seconds to go. Going to be a tough one. Shot is a little short. And not enough time for the put back, and we are at the half, 26-24. Nish outscores them 12-8 in that period, but trails by 2. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, give you a look at all the first half numbers when we return after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory, choose the vehicle you're interested in, and customize your payments instantly online
online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way, your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk for tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 40 first thing in the morning. On Wednesday, it's going to be another mostly cloudy day to start with. Then we'll see some gradual clearing throughout the day with a high of 62 expected. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 41. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 67. Thursday night's partly cloudy, low around 48. Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, cloudy skies, and a high of 68. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the Voice of the Tesh, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Believe it or not, Jeff, they listen to your show. They watch your show. When I went campaigning door to door, I mean, I can't say, but 80% of the people I talked to, hey, I saw the media on TV. So it is a way for them to get involved.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here at New Iberia Senior High, North Shore leading 26-24 in this second round 5A basketball game. I'm courtside, Blanc Bayrard, our studio engineer. Appreciate his work tonight. And once again, at the half, North Shore leading 26-24. Let's take a look at scoring. 12 points tonight from Cohen Robatham for North Shore, their leading scorer with 12 two-three-point buckets in the game. 5 points tonight from Glenn Valentine, including a three-point bucket. Three-pointer by Simon Frank is his only score. And then two-point field goals by Margene Chambers, Ryan Smith, and James Bridges conclude their scoring. No trips to the free throw line, and I'm sure that's not lost on Coach Todd Tarif of North Shore. Wondering if there's some disparity there because of that situation. But again, just maybe the fouls are just not in his favor as far as shooting fouls. I did get some clarification staying with North Shore. Three personal fouls for Cohen Robatham. He was the one who was whistled for that technical. He's got three. Glenn Valentine only has one. Chambers with one. Silas with one. And James Bridges with two. Counted for their first half personal fouls. Nish, the only one in any trouble would be Jeterius Fugele. He's got two. One each for Alan Walker, Chapman, and that's it. And then as far as scoring, leading scorer for the Yellow Jackets, six each for Brennan Chapman. He had 2 3-point buckets, 0 of 2 from the line, but Quentin Cook with 6 points, a couple of field goals, and he was 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Alan Walker left the game with 4 points, 2 of 2 from the line. Fugele, 3 points, 1 of 2. Same for Wayne Randall. He has 3 points, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, converted on a 3-point opportunity when he was fouled on the bucket he made. And Nish, 5 of 9 from the free throw line, but again trailing 26-24, but did outscore him 12-4 in that second period. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back with a look ahead at the second half, some other programming notes and more right after this two-minute timeout here on the all-new Kane 107.5. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Penny Lane. Join me each weekday at 4 p.m. to take a trip down memory lane and listen to the oldies from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to the music from the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Chicago, Eric Clapton, the Eagles, Steve Winwood, and more. There's also trivia, theme shows, and you can request your favorite oldie. Don't forget, I give away a gift certificate to Jane Seaford and Chinese Restaurant every Friday afternoon. The Penny Lane Oldies Show, when music was at its best.
Hi, this is Boxcar Badger, inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oaks.
So let's make it tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays from 7 to 8 a.m. for Bayou Sports with Coach Indest. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Sponsored by Schwing Insurance, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club,
L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports,
Height, Menville, Grubbs, and Delbor,
Additive Solutions, LLC,
Quarter Tavern,
Action Specialties,
Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment,
Arsenal Ford,
and Blazing Specialties.
Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7 for Bayou Sports.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. Once again, we invite you to join Coach Brent Indes Bayou Sports tomorrow morning. He is going to be talking a lot of UL sports along with Eric Hike. Again, that's tomorrow, Bayou Sports, right after the obituary is brought to you by David Funeral Homes at about 7:12, 7:15, sometimes varies. But again, we'll look forward to that tomorrow morning. Once again, here at the half, 26-24, about a minute and a half before we have the second half. Not tip-off, but again, they'll bring it in. Looks like the possession arrow right now in favor of Nish, if I'm reading that correctly. I want to remind you, we've got two other games scheduled this week. Thursday, Highland Baptist Lady Bears in the Division IV state championship game against Ouachita Christian. 2:15 pregame, 2:30 the tip here on Kane. That again is Thursday from Hammond. Then on Friday night, Catholic High will be at Newman. How many times have we said Catholic High, Newman? It seems just about every sports season. Eventually, those two teams find themselves in the postseason. But that'll be 6 o'clock Friday night, 5:50, our scheduled pregame on Friday night. And hopefully one of these teams keeps it going for next week. Games to be determined, of course, beginning on Tuesday night, a week from tonight. So, again, just about to get back underway here at New Iberia Senior High. And, again, special shout-out to Melvin Hamilton, or Coach Ham as he was known. Some of the glory days of Nish sports here in the 70s. But, again, appreciate his daughter letting us know he'd be listening. Can't make it to the games these days, and COVID keeping a lot of people away. Happy we can bring them to you here on the radio. Nish does have the ball to begin this second half. Shooting now to our right in front of their bench. Three-pointer up and good. Nope, just two. Apparently, Fuselier was on the line. The officials quick to point out just two. Looking to see if Walker is back in. Don't see him. And don't necessarily see him courtside either, but that doesn't mean he's not. I just can't see him. So north side back the other way with Nish up by 27. And they do correct that, 26-26. Along the baseline, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Randall had it, and he gets knocked down. And I think we're going to see another hold against North Shore. And this is, again, where Briggs is picking up. Bridges is his third. And I know Coach Tarifa has to be thinking about the fact that the penalties seem to be all going against his team. Doesn't mean it's not correct, but you sometimes do wonder about that. Randall with the ball, and he we got a 3-second violation by Nish. And North Shore will get the ball back. Tied at 26, just underway here in the third period. Robatham bringing it up across the timeline. Kicks it near side to Valentine. Valentine resetting the offense. Goes right side to Bridges. Bridges between the circles. Now back to the far side. Smith back into the ball game. Left early with some penalty issues early on. Back into the ball game. And now an errant pass. Kind of a look-away pass, unforced error. And Nish gets the ball back. Again, tied at 26. Left side, now driving Fuselier. He's going to be calling a foul now on Nish. Wave off the shot. No, they called that against Smith. That's his third, team's second already. North Shore steals, though, taking it the other way. Robatham pulls up for a three, looking a little bit short. Rebound by Randall for Nish. 6:16 to go here in the third. Walker is back into the ball game. Good to see. Feeds Fuselier for a three. No good on that shot. And back the other way, North Shore. Chambers pulls up for a three. No good. Randall had the rebound, lost it. Ryan Smith comes away with it. Thought about a three himself. Gives it off to Chambers on the near wing. He backs off and gives it now back to Valentine. Valentine near wing, now back to Chambers, rimming no good. Randall big on the boards again. Underneath for Nish, and he leaves it for Walker. He'll bring it up. Pulls up on the near wing as I see it. Right side as they see it. Now dribbling out of bounds, and I'm not sure if Smith knocked it out or if North Shore is, in fact, going to get the ball. A couple of players checking in. We'll see Knox back into the ball game. You may remember he left after getting a finger maybe in the eye or punched in the eye. But Smith takes a break. And Frank is in the ball game. I'm not sure who stepped aside for him. Into the corner, Fuselier. He has been somewhat quiet tonight. But did he get, there's a basket, two in a row now here in the first period. And the third period. Just what he needs to, well, now they're saying that ball, the scoreboard's not showing that. Maybe he missed it. I thought they brought it in from out of bounds, or maybe it went out of bounds. But no good on that last bucket. We're still tied at 26. See where Lafayette Christian beats St. Charles Catholic. 57-30 in a Division III quarter. Now, that could have been an opening round game there. And we got a call on, I believe, Frank. His first, team's third. Nish bringing it in under their own basket. And I can't believe there wasn't a foul called on that as two players went for the ball. Maybe a neutral collision. Shot up by Fuselier, no good. Back the other way. And now alley-oop attempt by two Bridges. He was in a bad position, but he managed to save the play. And back to Valentine for a three-point play. He made a little something out of that mishap. They lead 29-28. Left side and trying to go up with Walker. He was defended, and a three-pointer back the other way for Nish. This time Skinner with his first bucket of the ball game. And taking a timeout, I believe, are the Yellow Jackets. score 29-29. I'm trying to figure out, they put that one field goal up by Fuseling. There seems to be some question as to what the score is. The two books are being compared. Right now the scoreboard showing 29-29. That would make sense if the previous Fuseling bucket didn't happen. Then they showed 28 or 29-28. Now it's showing 29-29. Both books seem to be satisfied. So again, we're going to take that one two-pointer away from Fuseling. And he's still sitting at 5 points. Jordan Skinner with three. So we're tied at 29, 4:13 to go. And Nish, I believe, took a timeout, or it was an official timeout. But I thought it was a Nish timeout. I assume a 30-second timeout. North Shore with the ball. Frank having to go the distance. A little pressure by the Yellow Jackets. Finally broken. And underneath, shot up and no good. Nish the rebound. Usually will get the rebound and walk it up. Say more than just a walk, and he goes up a little out of control along the baseline. May have rushed that one. And with 3:55 to go, North Shore has the ball going the distance right to left. Inbound pass. Knocked back out of bounds. And apparently by North Shore, Nish getting the ball underneath their own basket. And in, and a quick shot up and no good by Gray, but the putback is good by Walker, or Fuseling. I'm going to finally get that second bucket in this period. 31-29, 3:39 to go. Robatham almost lost it. Now a long pass to a wide open Bridges. Along the baseline, he goes up and makes it easy at that point. Player left alone under the basket almost. 3:25 to go. Back tied at 31. Working it around the perimeter. Three-pointer up by usually no good. Robatham, the rebound for North Shore. He'll bring it between the circles. Now skips a pass. Look away to Frank. Frank now takes it on top. Drives the lane. Dumps it for Knox. Who goes up, could not convert. Walker the rebound. And Walker clears away. Won't bring it up. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Three-pointer is up. A little bit short by Skinner. And it's back the other way. North Shore. Frank brings it up. Goes up. May have drawn a foul or maybe a charge. Nope. It's a blocking foul or a hold. And it's Skinner picking his first, the team's first here in the second half. Going to the line to shoot two is Frank. And Simon Frank, listed as a 6'3", 195-pound senior, averaged 9.5 points per game. Came in off the bench today, but nice averages points off the bench. That's where he played most of his time this year. Randall back into the ball game, taking a break is Bray. Alan Bray. Finish. Still tied at 31. As we await the second shot by Frank. It's up and no good. Rebound Randall. He's been good on the boards tonight. And Randall, 6'4", freshman. Gotta like that kind of productivity on the boards from a freshman. 2:35 to go. Nish with the basketball. I don't have any stats, but just knowing that he seems to be that guy tonight. And working along the baseline, stripped of the ball, Fuseling. I'm not sure if that's a penalty or the ball just went out of bounds. Looks like just out of... No, it is a foul. And that's going to be against Valentine, his second. Team's fourth. So that'll be to the free throw line, Fuseling. One of two so far tonight. 24 points on Friday night. A little short of that tonight. It's the first of two. 8 points now tonight. 2 of 3 from the line. 2:24 left as we await the second shot. 32-31 Nish once again with the lead. Once Nish got back into this game, it's been pretty much back and forth. Shot up and good. Back to a two-point lead, 33-31 for the Yellow Jackets, 2:22 to go. Pass ahead to Chambers. Chambers is in trouble. Had a double team and now gets it away. Underneath, the little guy, Vince, with his first bucket of the ball game. Rob Vince found him underneath. And now it's tied again at 33. Right side, now we're going to see Bridges maybe picking up his fourth. Yep, that is his fourth. And he'll check out. And Frank is back in. 2 minutes to go. He's in foul trouble. Robatham with three. And Ryan Smith with three. 2 minutes to go in the third period of an eight-minute period. We'll play four at least. Oh, an alley-oop attempt a little short by Fuselet from Skinner. Now players tumbling. They're going to call a charge on Frank. And that's five personals. I think they had nine in the first half. 5-1 here in this period. It was 9-6 in the first period. De La Salle beats Archbishop Hannon in a Division II opening round game. Minute 45 to go. Delahousie back in the ball game. And I got coached in front of me, and he's well beyond where he should be coaching right now. We have a foul, and it's against Vince, I believe, his first, the team's seventh. And that is a one-and-one opportunity now for Walker with a minute 39 to go. Here we go. Once again, Alan Walker shooting a one-and-one. 4 points tonight, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up and good. 3 of 3, now 5 points in the ball game. And again, Coach Tarifa not pleased with the idea that he's getting no calls and Nish is getting the calls. And we got a lane violation there. He was trying for a technicality that he wasn't on the ground, but he was in the lane. If there is a plane to the lane, he violated the plane of the lane. He does make the second shot, given the opportunity. He's got 6 points, 4 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Minute 30 to go, 35-33 Nish lead. On top, they find Robatham in the low post. No good on a little jump shot, though. Back the other way, Nish. Alan Walker to bring it up. A minute 20 to go. The third, Walker tries to take it all the way up off the glass. No good. Rebound, Frank for North Shore. He'll get it Knox, or I should say Vince, and into the corner now. Back, it's Valentine. Driving the lane, goes up off the glass and good. 10-point night now for Valentine. Tied at 35, a minute to go here in the third. 56 seconds. Yellow Jackets slowing it down a little bit here. Alan Walker brings it toward the near corner. Front of the bench, now back toward the wing. 43 seconds to go. And now driving the baseline, Fuselet goes up, no good. Robatham the rebound for North Shore. Gets it ahead to Frank. Frank into the paint. Leaping leaner, good. And they take a lead, 37-35, with 25 seconds to go in the period. Yellow Jackets with the ball, trailing by two, 20 seconds to go. Again, Walker, left side, Fuselet into the corner. And now underneath, they try to get a pass, but Robatham is there to break it up, and a foul. They're going to get a hold on Skinner. His second, the team's second. And they'll go near the distance here, three quarters of the way, bringing it out with just under 12 seconds left. 2-point lead for North Shore. They've got the basketball toward the end of this third period. bringing it in, taking their time. Valentine walks it across, 6 seconds to go between the circles, 4 seconds, bounce pass underneath, and Robata misses on the shot at the buzzer, and we will go to the fourth period, 37-35 North Shore leading, back in 60 seconds here on Kane.
Live local talk, it's Tesh Matters on the Voice of the Tesh, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
We have many ways of contact, whether it be by telephone, mobile app, internet, however you prefer to do it. No one is ever going to ask for any of your personal information. The P3 tips will never ask for any of your personal information at all whatsoever.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio. AM 1240.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we welcome you back. Fourth quarter about to begin. 37-35, Nish on top. No, trailing, excuse me. 37-35. Trying to get my score sheet totaled here. 17-26-29-35, that's right. And from the free throw line. I've made some mistakes somewhere, I know that. Got a little time here still, looks like. Let's see. Alan Walker, 6 points, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Usually 9 points, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Bray, 3 points for Skinner, 6 for Brennan Chapman, 0 of 2 from the line, a couple of 3-point buckets. Wayne Randall, 3 points, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, and Quinton Cook, 6 points, 2 of 2 from the line. Just shooting then. 11, 10 of 13, but somehow that just doesn't seem right, considering they were 5 of 9 earlier. Anyway, I'm going to try and figure that out on my score sheet at some point. We're about to begin the fourth period. North Shore has the basketball on the possession arrow to begin this fourth period. Again, shooting to our left. Gray uniforms, white numerals, Nish and white uniforms, gold numerals, and some black trim. And again, we appreciate our sponsors, including Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. 15 seconds gone. Finally underneath the Chambers, reverse hook shot. He's got 4 points tonight. So again, 39-35, a 4-point lead. Nish on top, Randall on the floor along with Walker. Fuselet, and I think Fuselet is going to get called for a charge. And the North Shore fans react as you would expect them to. And that's Fuselet's third, the team's third. 39-35, 7:19 to go. Working it around and a little pressure in the backcourt, but they finally bring it across. One-on-one, literally the numbers, one-on-one, defending one. Valentine having a little trouble, and a jump ball forced by Alan Fuselet, and Fuselet will give the ball back to Nish. And they'll do that at half court. Ryan Smith back into the ball game for North Shore. He had exited with 3 fouls. Rowan Bath has 3. Bridges 4. They're leading fouls. 6:57 to go. Again, a little trouble. Nish in trouble. Chapman leaves it in the corner. Gets it back along the baseline. They're going to call him for a charge. And I'm not, I think that was a good call, but it almost has this air of makeup. But that was a good call. Quickly, now timeout by Nish. 6:50 to go, 39-35. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. It's a full timeout back in 60. You're on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory. Choose the vehicle you're interested in and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
Out of the Nish timeout, they have two left. 6 feet to go here in the fourth. Inbound pass stolen by Robatham, but Nish gets it right back. Nish tried to bring it into the backcourt on the inbound pass, but did not work out the way they wanted, but did get it back after Robatham lost control. And the Yellow Jackets trailing by 4, 6.5 left in the ballgame, at least in regulation. Nish far side, Chapman leaves it more between the circles to Walker, Alan Walker. There's left side to Fuselier. And it looks like another foul against Nish, and Skinner can't believe it. Tua Carver beats Cecilia 77-55 in a 4A second round matchup. Robatham checking out. Smith back into the ball game. 6:09 to go. 39-35. Seemed to be some question at the scorer's table. Trying to lean in to see what it might be. Getting nowhere at this point. They may be trying to adjust time on the clock. Not so much the score, but time, yeah. They put 5 seconds back on the clock, showing 6:14 now. So again, as we come out of the timeout, North Shore with the ball, Frank to bring it in. They lead by 4. And they bring it in to Smith. Then a little pressure in the backcourt, but broken. And ball loose. Smith with it on the floor. Now Walker has it. Fuselier has it on the floor. Jump ball to North Shore. And again, the Panthers will get the ball back. Should be getting it pretty much right in front of me here. Again, there we go. 39-35. 6 minutes remaining. North Shore with the ball in the lead. Skinner on Valentine. Between the circles, he finally gets it to Frank, pretty much right where he was standing. Frank now takes it in, back outside. Smith for 3, overshoots, and Nish, the rebound, Walker comes away with it, and he'll get it ahead to Fuselier. Fuselier looks for a lane, goes up off the glass, no good. Randall to put back up and good. He's been great on the boards tonight. Mary makes a little hay off the board. Most of them have been defensive boards. But there you go. Gets the foot back. Down by 2 now is Nish. And a push away from the ball. Nish Chapman, his 3rd. Quickly the team's 5th. 7-1 a moment ago. Now it's 7-6 as far as personal fouls in this half. Both teams in bonus with the next foul. Well, Nish already in the bonus, but it will be bonus time next time for North Shore. Robatham back to the ball game between the circle. Looking for a move to the left. Goes up. 10-pointer off the glass and good. 14 points tonight, just shy of his season average of about 17.5. 5 minutes to go. on the wing. Taking a little time is Walker, or Fuselier, excuse me. I tend to confuse them. Fuselier, nice move along the baseline. Passes it instead. Chatham for three, no good. He's been a little off tonight. Three-point shooting as a whole been a little off tonight for Nish. 4:39 to go, 41-37. North side continue, North Shore, excuse me, continues to lead. Fort Allen with a win over a Boyles tonight in a 2A second round game. Shot underneath, no good. Rebound back the other way, North Shore. North Shore Smith thought about the three, bounces it, baseline drive, Chambers good. 6 point night for him now. 4:23 left. Well, we've got a foul. Technical foul at that. I believe that's on Walker. So, again, it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for number two, Chambers. First is up there and good. The team's now at seven personal fouls. Chambers' second is up, and that one is good. 45-37, an 8-point lead. They led by 9, I believe, was their largest lead of the game in that first period before Nish got back into the game. They're leading now by 8 with the basketball. 4:15 to go. Right side now brings it back outside. Once again, that's Valentine. Skips it, passes it underneath, then Chambers couldn't do it. Valentine gets it back. He puts it up. 12-point night for him now, and 10-point lead with 3:55 to go. On top, Fuselier kicks it right side. Now driving is Walker. Off that glass, no good. Not sure if he drew a foul or not. It is a block on Valentine, his third, team's eighth. I think this is a 1-1. Could be a shooting foul. They're putting up 2. So Walker will shoot 2. 4-4 from the line tonight. 6 points. That one's up and no good. The second one, no good. Back to air ball. Rough trip to the line for Alan Walker. With 3:48 to go. Down by 10 is Nish. On defense. Batham brings it across to Smith. Gets it back. Still in the backcourt. Finds a man in the near corner or toward it. Now working around the wing to the far side. Smith into the corner, gets it back. Now on top, Valentine will drive the right side, goes up, but he is fouled. Basketball did not make it near the hole. And the foul on Randall. It's his first, the team's eighth. Should be a 2-point opportunity. Looks like Booker T. Washington defeated Patterson in a 3A second-round matchup. 3:27 to go here, and Valentine to shoot 2. First is up, rims no. Another final in a 3A second round game. Carroll over Iowa, 64-53. And again, the second one from Valentine, and it's no good. Rebound controlled by Chambers. Smith gets it from him. Now he's looking for a man, bounces it. Chambers reverses under the basket. Good. Pretty move by Chambers. Quickly, 9 points in the ball game, 7 in this period. Now Coach Russ taking a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take it. Back in 60 to score, 49-37 North Shore. 3:11 to go, back in 60 seconds.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays from 7 to 8 a.m. for Bayou Sports with Coach Indest. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Sponsored by Schwing Insurance, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Cane Road Golf and Turf Club,
L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports,
Height, Menville, Grubbs, and Delbor,
Additive Solutions, LLC, Quarter Tavern, Action Specialties, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, Arsenal Ford, and Blazing Specialties. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we welcome you back, Nish, with the basketball. Fuselier, a little jumper up front, could not make it happen, and it's still a 12-point lead, 49-37. Now under 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Quickly working around the box and slowing it down now. They're not in a hurry to shoot. Leading by 12, 2:50 to go. Both teams with 8 personals. There's a steal by Randall. He'll go all the way, and he is stripped of the ball. They call a foul. They think he had all ball. Valentine's going to get a call. And from my vantage point, I didn't necessarily see him hit the arm. Looked like it could have been just a strip of the basketball. Randall will shoot 2. He's 1 of 1 there tonight. And this may just be a 1 and 1. Nope. No, I think he was going to shoot 2. Although he was driving, but he wasn't shooting. But he made it, so he would have got the second shot anyway. St. Martinville winner tonight. They beat Ville Platte, 3A. Second round matchup. They head to the quarters. Second shot up, no good. 2:40 to go, 11-point game. North Shore leading. Pass ahead. Chambers underneath the Smith. Smith brings it back outside. May have had an easy opportunity, but just trying to kill some clock. Now Delahousie fouls Robatham. His first, team's 10th, so they're shooting 2 at this point. They're showing that is 9. Oh, I put it on the wrong score sheet. My apologies. That was just the 9. So it's a 1-and-1 opportunity for Robatham. His first is up and good. He's got 15. 2:27 to go. 50-38. E.D. White, a win over Turling's Catholic, Division 3, second-round game. I believe that would be a first-round game for them. But, again, and driving the baseline up and good is Walker. He's got 9 tonight, 51-40. And they only play 4 rounds in the select of the divisions. So that was their opening round game, if you will. And now a little reach-in by Randall just to send him to the line. And again, they'll be shooting 2 the rest of the way. Randall's second. 2:06 to go, and it will be Chambers back to the line. 1 of 2 tonight. Bridges getting set to check back in. Shot is up and good. 52-40, 2:06 to go. She's going to have to get those three-point buckets fired up. They have not had the success we've seen them have earlier in this year, and, of course, even last week, Friday night. Second shot up as well, and good. 53-40. And quickly a pass stolen. Smith steals it, gets it to a teammate. That's Valentine, and Valentine quickly fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot, too. Skinner picks up his fourth. Understand sending them to the line, but they've got to clean up those passes. That's one of those times they shouldn't have needed to foul. So once again, Valentine to shoot two. First is up and good. Point night now for 6-1 senior. Second shot is up and good as well. Nailed them both. 14-point night for Valentine. Minute 54 to go. Three-pointer up in the corner. No good. Nish losing the ball. And again, that's Smith on the rebound. Gets it ahead to Valentine. Valentine over the bridges into the corner. Robatham works it around the perimeter. He'll slow it down. Minute 37 to go. And finally a little reach in by Chapman. His fourth. Sending Robatham to the line to shoot two. Good crowd made it from Slidell tonight. And they've been standing much of this fourth period. 55-40 as we await the two shots by Robatham. First is up and good. ...56-40, minute 34 to go. Second shot from Robatham coming. It is no good. Rebound Nish. Head to... that is Parker. Jerron Parker into the ball game. I think it's his first time on the floor. Also out there is Tylen Eugene. They're just giving them an opportunity to get into the playoffs here. Put their name in the scorebook or, again, foul issues, certainly for a couple of players. Walker to shoot two after he was fouled. Nails the first, did not see who committed the foul. Each team over the limit now. Walker's second shot is up, no good off the back iron. Rebound by Chambers for North Shore. Minute 20 to go. 56-41. Count the possessions of the game. I guess it's a five-possession game. Tough road to hoe here. And a whistle again as they stop the clock. Not when he is on Walker, his third. And with a minute seven to go, it'll be Valentine back to the free throw line. Valentine sitting on 14, looking for 15 and or 16 here. First is up and good. And 57-41 now, 107 to go. Made that the sixth possessions. Shot up and good. Yellow Jackets, a minute to go, a little bit more than that. Now taking it all the way, Walker off the glass. They're doing what they can to make sure they do not foul. And the final timeout taken by Coach Russ with just under a minute to go in this ball game. We'll stay here, even though it is a full timeout. Take this opportunity to thank our sponsors again, Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Group, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Again, 58-43. I have not seen a final for it, but the winner of this game gets the winner of the Zachary East St. John game. And I don't think I've seen an update on that one. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to see if there is one real quickly. And I'm not seeing it, and I'm going pretty deep. You see, ESA Division 4 opening round victory against Claiborne. Congratulations to ESA. Coach Fothery was on the show this morning with Coach Indust. I'm sure Coach Indust will bring him back, maybe in advance of Friday's second round game. But I do not see a Zachary final yet. So 59.3 seconds to go. North Shore again with the basketball. And they are going all the way down with Robatham. Full court pass on the inbounds pass. Now Robatham just looking. Not sure if Nish is going to be inclined to foul. Understanding the score. And they do manage to get a turnover anyway. And now Coach Trina making some changes. And Walker is fouled as he drives the lane. And that's going to be on Valentine. I believe that's his fifth. Coach sending in three players here. And I think he's disappointed that maybe his players are taking too much for granted right now. Walker has to shoot before they can officially make those changes. And it looks like three coming in, three coming out. And again, fourth player getting set to come out. We're still waiting for Walker to take the shot here. Speaking of Walker, Landry Walker, a winner for a second-round game beating Huntington. Walker's shot is up and good in the first of two. Got 15 on the night, including 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Was that 8 of 9 from the free throw line? 8 of 9. His ninth free throw coming up. He had 10 opportunities. He was 5 of 10 Friday. That went off the glass and good. 58-45. 39.6 seconds to go. And again, little pressure. Knox with the basketball. And again, a stolen pass. Nish bringing it back. Fuselier, baseline drive, no good. Back the other way. Bunch of young players into the game. Shot up, no good. That one by Brennan Smith. Then it goes out of bounds with 20 seconds to go, 58-45. Nish with a couple of young players trying not to touch the ball until they have to. And now a three-pointer up by Walker, no good. Rebound, North Shore had it, lost it. Nish back, Walker again with it. Takes it to the key and now back outside. Usually a long, awkward three, no good. 3 seconds to go, and that's going to be the ball game. 58-45, the final. North Shore, a little bit of an upset here on the road at Nish in this second-round game, 58-45. We'll take a two-minute timeout, back with a wrap after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk for tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 40 first thing in the morning. On Wednesday, it's going to be another mostly cloudy day to start with, and we'll see some gradual clearing throughout the day with a high of 62 expected. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 41. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 67. Thursday night's partly cloudy, low around 48. Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, cloudy skies, and a high of 68. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory. Choose the vehicle you're interested in and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way, your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the Voice of the Tesh. New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Well, Kane Radio has been, and Jeff Boggs and Tesh, the Tesh Matters show, has been such a wonderful partner of ours for so many years, and it's just really an opportunity for us to get out, let folks know what's going on. And so thank you for all that you do.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240. Now, you're tuned in to What's Happening.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. Unfortunately, the unhappy totals, final 58-45. New Iberia Senior High eliminated from the 5A playoffs. Again, congratulations to North Shore, 58-45. taking a look at their leading scores. 16 each for Cohen Robatham and Glenn Valentine. Valentine 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And it was Robatham 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Couple of 3-point buckets in the ball game. Margene Chambers 11 points, 3 of 4 from the line. Simon Frank with 5, 0 of 2 from the line. 2 each from Ryan Smith and Rob Vince. 4-point night for James Bridges. And again, that would be the totality of the 58 points for North Shore. They were 9 of 16 from the free throw line. Yellow Jackets were led by Alan Walker. Finished with 8 in that fourth period. 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Much of that in the fourth period. 9-point night for Jeterius Fuselier. 3 of 4 from the line. 6-point night from Quinton Cook. 2 of 2. Those all came in the first period. Randall, 5 points, 1 of 3 from the line. If I didn't mention Brennan Chapman, he had a couple of early 3-point buckets, finished with the 6, 0 of 2 from the line. 3-point night from Jordan Skinner, a 3-point basket, and a 2-point field goal by Tylan Bray for his scoring tonight. Yellow Jackets, 14 of 20 from the free throw line. Once again, want to thank our sponsors. Our coverage of high school hoops tonight brought to you by Iberia Medical Center, J.P. Thibodeau Automotive Group, your locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, as well as the Quarter Tavern. Once again, our unhappy final, 58-45 tonight. Unfortunately, Nish is done, but we still have a few other teams to follow in the postseason, and we will have basketball for you Thursday afternoon as Highland Baptist takes on Ouachita Christian in the state championship in women's Division IV basketball from Hammond. Again, our coverage expected to begin at about 2:15 here on Kane, 2:30, the scheduled tip. Sometimes those games don't always go as scheduled. But again, we'll look forward to bringing that to you Thursday afternoon. And then Friday night, Newman taking on Catholic High in New Orleans. And again, that's a 6 o'clock start. We expect to go on the air at about 5:50 Friday night from New Orleans. Once again, I want to thank our studio engineer, Blanc Bayrard. That'll do it from Nish. Again, thanks for tuning in. A couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, your Mellow Joy coffee time. Join me tomorrow. Tesh Matters 10-1 here on the all-new Kane 107.5. Again, thanks to Blanc Bayrard back in the studio. We'll send it back to the studio now, back into the music here on Kane.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.